Dusty Answer is a black and white pen and ink drawing from 1930. It is currently owned by the National Galleries of Scotland. The composition of the work is focused on one main scene, with lines of calligraphy as a header and a footer for the work. The first line of calligraphy reads, "And all night they would have floated together." This is a line from the book Dusty Answer by Rosamund Lehman. This book, which was published in 1927, focused on the loss of innocence, and it also discussed lesbian love. The poem Modern Love by George Meredith inspired the title of the work and the calligraphy at the bottom of it. This calligraphy reads, "As what a dusty answer gets the soul, when hot for certainties is this our life." The main scene of the work comprises of a woman in nature. Her shoulders rise from the bottom right-hand corner, and her right shoulder and torso are bare. The woman's neck is as wide as her head, and her head is turned slightly to the right. The right-hand side of her face is mostly obscured. The woman's head is tilted down slightly and has large, pointed features. Her eyebrows are thin and long. She has full lips, a large nose, and a pointed chin. The figure's hair falls in wide, vertical bands of black, and some sweeps over her left shoulder. Her shoulders stretch halfway across the work, and her head nearly reaches the top of the frame. To the left of the figure, there are a cluster of many small white flowers which resemble daisies. They travel up to the top of the figure's shoulders. From the centre of these flowers emerges a winding white branch which travels up, curving to the right and disappearing behind the woman. A black branch with a white outline travels up from the left of these flowers. It curves in a gentle arc to the right and disappears out of the top of the frame. Three more of these branches emerge, and from the left-hand side they travel to the centre of the top of the frame. Some have multiple branches. At the top of the woman's head, vines emerge and fan out to fill the space. The vines are decorated with white leaves. On the right-hand side of the composition, a tree emerges from behind the figure's left shoulder. The trunk is white with many thin black vertical lines and curves up to the top right hand of the scene. To the right of this, Alaraf is written in block capitals. Alaraf was Hannah Frank's pen name when she was at the University of Glasgow. It was taken from the title of a poem written by Edgar Allan Poe, and it was about a star. The star, discovered by Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe, suddenly appeared in the heavens, and after growing brighter, suddenly disappeared, never to be seen again. Alaraf travels vertically down, running parallel to the tree. A smaller bough branches out to the left and disappears behind the figure's head. It emerges at the top of her head, forking into two boughs and travelling out of the top of the frame. In the right hand, a large white moon fills the space, obscured at points by branches and the woman's head.